is 3D, up close and personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Daryl.
Episode 9,
Jealousy.
All this jealousy, I'm jealous and you've been jealous of me. All this jealousy.
It doesn't have to be just in intimate relationships. It could be in workplace, co-workers, family. Dictionary.com, jealousy is the feeling of anger or bitterness that someone has when they think another person is trying to take a lover or a friend or a position away from them. That's definition one. Definition two, jealousy is a feeling of anger that someone wished they had the qualities or possessions that another person had.
Yeah, jealousy is definitely a strong emotion.
Vigilance in maintaining or guarding something.
Wow. I think the central thing to all of those definitions can come down to one word, insecurity.
Okay. I can agree with that. Yeah.
Now, the security is the common ground, it's the common roadway to every definition you just gave.
We have a letter from their situation about jealousy. Danielle?
I can read it now if you'd like. Dear Up Close and Personal, my boyfriend is so jealous. He truly loves me and treats me well. The bad part, when we go out, he might start a fight if he sees a man looking too hard at me.
You looking at my girl, man?
I'm humble and modest and use no cosmetic products. But I've been blessed with natural beauty, and I guess he might be a little insecure. Even though he's a handsome man to me and would be a prime pick if he was single. I caught him going through my phone one time. I told him he was crossing the line, and he had a heated argument that
night. Putting up with what? I can't talk to people?
I am out of here.
I've been tolerating it, but if he doesn't chill out, we might have to get counseling. Any suggestions? Sign, the jealous man's woman.
Well, hello, jealous man's woman. You know, you got some issues because in this day and age, for a guy trying to start a fight because somebody's looking at his woman, he can end up being a victim.
Possibly.
Yeah.
She thinks that he's maybe a little insecure because she's pretty. It doesn't give us great detail.
The letter indicated that he's not a bad-looking guy, but that doesn't stop a man from getting jealous.
Actually, one of the main causes of jealousy is insecurity.
You're going to be replaced.
That's scary.
It can even be driven by low self-esteem, poor image, not even truly believing that your partner really loves you or values you.
Jealousy is just not the answer for it. Often, a matter of fact, it's true.
Beauty's only skin deep. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and pretty girls, they behold my eyes. Hey, how you doing? I was out grocery shopping. I seen a lot of candy. It made my shopping day a little bit brighter.
Not bad.
She might just have to seek some counseling on that.
Sure. Some of the aspects of jealousy and how it can ruin a relationship. Definitely, jealousy has a huge impact with a romantic partner. It can be problematic. It can create unhelpful patterns of behaviors, intrusive thoughts, and it can also cause a couple to limit each other's independence. It can take away that attraction.
He want to go to the same bar, he got girls' night out. He not sitting with the girls, but he's sitting at the bar, and they had a tape. Yeah, the girls' night out.
I haven't figured that one out yet.
Yeah, he's on a stakeout. That's what he's doing.
Calling all cars, I'm at the bar.
Jealousy build a wall of resentment to the couple. Or, you know, even a relationship, because
co-workers could be jealous of you.
I'm jealous you got promoted and praised by the boss, and I got wrote up for poor performance.
Somebody was telling me that jealousy and envy and hating is like a barometer saying that they must be doing something right for somebody to feel that way about them.
Some people, it can be looked at as being positive, and the energy can be channeled in a positive way sometimes, but you got to watch that. There is a fine line. I mean, sometimes jealousy can mean that you value the partner so much that you become emotional, but rather than attacking your partner, maybe you just need to make sure that you're doing your best to make yourself the most suitable mate for them.
Yeah, I heard a guy, he went to a therapist, they gave him a self-help treatment.
They told me to say 1, 2, 3. What the heck is wrong with me?
I think it definitely takes a lot of self-reflection to figure out, like, what is the root cause of jealousy? Because honestly, it's deeply rooted in a lack of trust. Typically, a distrust is rooted in reality. Like, you may very well have evidence or an experience that caused this person to feel, you know, doubtful in their relationship. There's two sides to every story.
And then is the truth.
Sometimes new relationships, they may have some baggage claim of jealousy. Sometimes Parents may praise the child who does good in school. They clean up their room. They do everything they're supposed to do. And this child is jealous of their brother or sister. They might not get abused, but they don't get the pat on the head or a pat on the back saying great job because they don't do a great job. But every child's different.
Johnny, if you would do what your big brother does, you wouldn't have any trouble with us. Why can't you be more like your big brother?
They could take that for their formative years all the way up to adulthood.
Oh, absolutely. They could have eyewitnessed or observed jealousy in the home that they grew up in. They could have observed a lot of cheating or infidelity or even observed a lot of mindless and unjustifiable jealousy behavior from either the mom or the dad toward the other person.
Now, from my perception of jealousy, doesn't always have to be, for instance, a guy flirting with a man significant other.
That's kind of the competitive nature of jealousy, you know, whether they kid or sometimes even as adult, we're competing for attention or competing for love, competing for relevancy.
Competing for praise.
A lot of that, sometimes those kind of merits have to come from within inside oneself instead of looking for it to be validated on the outside.
You should have joy on the inside instead of looking for joy on the outside.
Signs of jealousy. Can anybody tell me any signs of jealousy they have seen in their life and experiences?
And there's a multitude of signs of jealousy. Just behavior-wise, you can kind of tell when somebody has this behavior.
It's the way they talk, the things that they say, or things they do. You know, like, for instance, you was out with the boys and had a good time. You said, how about, man, I had a great time. Well, her insecurity, she might be thinking,
interesting.
How great was it? You know, you never tell me we had a great time together. It was like, wait a minute. And she said, well, that's, fix your own damn dinner.
Yeah, why don't you pick up something to eat before you got home?
Welcome to Greasy Burger, your first stop after the bar.
Sometimes a sign could be excessive questioning. 21, 31, 41 questions. Repeating the same question and asking the question the different ways as if you're being examined on the witness stand.
Not the cross-examination.
The only thing is missing is that low-hanging light, is shining the light.
Where was you on the night of July 29?
They might say, if you don't answer these questions with this light in your face, you must be guilty.
It could be going by history, too, because if a person messed up in the past, the other person forgave them, then they do something, it could be a problem.
The other symptom comes from usually the accuser.
So now you're saying it's my fault.
The jealous person and the accuser usually been doing stuff themselves.
Hell no, you can't put that on me.
Sometimes that is a symptom of wrongdoing. That's a symptom of guilt, is when you're acting out a bunch of accusations and jealousy.
You can say what you want. I know what I know, and I know that you're doing wrong.
What they call smokescreen?
Gaslighting.
Yes, yes. Look up gaslighting.
Yeah. Somebody who's trying to pull the wool over your eyes.
Yes.
Means to use psychological methods into questioning their own sanity or powers of reasoning. So manipulation tactic.
Yes.
Make them feel like you're crazy.
Manipulation is so negative. Why can't you say persuasion?
That's the definition. Yeah.
I believe that you can't really have a healthy relationship with jealousy.
There's healthy amounts of it. I think somewhat might be good for protection, because if you just like don't care at all, no sign of jealousy, what does that really say about your connection with that person? I think it's a natural emotion and just how you go about handling it.
Jealousy can get out of hand and can lead to acts of violence within the relationship too, when it really gets out.
Oh yeah, that letter, she said that they really started a fight because they was looking at her too hard. I thought that might have been a compliment that they wanted what he got. Jealousy is sin. This is in Christianity that has mostly negative connotation when used in the English language. When someone is said to be jealous of another person, understand that the description is a character flaw. They said, according to the Bible, jealousy can be sinful or righteous depending on the relationship and the circumstances involved.
Some negative aspects to jealousy, I can agree to.
We know that feeling jealous or envious can lead to feelings of anxiety, worthlessness, and even acts of verbal or physical abuse. And it's not just the person feeling jealous whose psyche is damaged. It's the person who is the object of jealousy and envy.
Man, I had a chick that was so jealous one time, man. She hauled off and punched me in the nose, man.
Oh my God. Wow.
She punched me like a dude. She was so jealous. She watching me on a videotape, and it looked like I blew a kiss at a nurse by the way my arm moved in the air. It looked like, she said, boy, you know you was blowing that girl a kiss. I said, woman, you crazy. I wasn't doing nothing with that woman. She hauled off and punched me in the nose. I ain't lying.
I got a woman jealous of me. We was leaving the hotel, and I guess because she knew that we weren't going to be together, I was going to drop her off, and she's like, what you putting cologne on? What you give with your other girlfriend? Why can't that bitch be smelling fresh, you know? Just took a shot.
People notice if you're doing something that's outside of what they feel is your routine anyway.
Oh, yes. Patterns.
Patterns of behavior. Jealousy can also hype emotion and sex more passion.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what got into me. It was great. You had me speaking in tone. I'm so like kai.
This is going to wrap it up with this episode of 3D Up Close and Personal. I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl.
3D Up Close and Personal would like to thank all the listeners out there.
We have a new episode released every week.
We are on 16 different platforms and listenership in 7 countries. 3D Up Close and Personal is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG.
2025 all rights reserved. Additional music is provided by Yumi Multimedia Group, LLC. 2025 all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe
and share.